So I just hope that the microphone is working now. So this is one of those occasions where I just felt like saying, get behind me, Satan. And this really is what Lent is about, saying, get behind me, Satan. And so when we say those words, we are reminding ourselves that Lent, especially this day, is a time for cleaning house. We have to clean house. And I know that some of us are not very well domesticated, so we don't like to clean house. We want to avoid that as much as possible. And Jesus reminds us today that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are the temples of God. We have been created by God, and we have been created in such a way that we should always, by our words and by our actions, give honor and glory to God. And if we give honor and glory to God, what is it that we're going to remember? We're going to remember his words. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me. Did you hear that? You shall have no other gods. But many of us have created other gods, or we have allowed other gods to be in charge of us. And whatever gods we have caused to be in our temple, Jesus is saying to us today, drive all of these out of here. Get rid of all of these. Not some, but get rid of all of these. And that's how we are to clean the house. And in order for the house to be recreated by God, guess what? It has to be destroyed. It has to be destroyed. Because you see, the thing about it is that if we just take something out, then we're going to leave other things in, and they can so easily, once again, take full control. We can't leave a door open. We can't leave a little crack. Because this is how the evil one comes in, because he sees where the cracks are. The cracks that we have in our lives. Those cracks, we tend to call them weaknesses. And when the evil one sees the weaknesses that we have, then that's where he comes in. Because he has his great aha moment. There it is. I see a crack. That's how I'm going to enter. So we have to seal ourselves. We have to make sure that the old thing is destroyed. Completely destroyed. And that's why Jesus said, destroy this temple. And in 3 days, it will be rebuilt. And so I would like to suggest, my sisters and brothers, that we go not just with the 3 days, but we go with the 3 ways, the 3 ways in which we will be destroying and rebuilding that temple. And we heard it in the collect. And what are the 3 ways? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Those are the 3 ways that have been given to us, especially during the season of Lent, ways that we need to use them. Because what is prayer? Prayer is always being conscious of the presence of God. Being always conscious of the presence of God. Because if there is one little moment when we feel that God is not present, that is a crack. That's a crack, and that is how the evil one comes in. So God is always with us. And this is why, especially in the Mass, we keep on reminding ourselves of this, because every time the priest or the deacon says, "The Lord be with you," it is an acknowledgement of the presence of the Lord. And if the Lord is present, then we will pray. We will pray, and as St. Paul would tell us, we pray without ceasing. We'll always be at prayer. And that prayer will lead us to fasting. Because fasting is nothing more than a hungering for God. So when we fast, we're saying, "Oh God, I need you. I need you. You are the only one who can satisfy my longings. The only one who can satisfy my needs and my desires. You are the only one. The only one." Because if we put other things and persons there, then that, my sisters and brothers, that's another crack. And the evil one will come in. And then the third way that is open to us, it is a way of almsgiving. And when we think of giving alms, we're not just going to be given, you know, the little extras, the little pennies that we have to the poor and so forth, or dropping, you know, making sure that we drop, you know, some little thing in the basket when the collection basket is going around. But rather, when we think about almsgiving, almsgiving is saying, everything that I have comes from God. And everything that I have belongs to God. Nothing is mine. Nothing. God has given this to me, and therefore this is to be used for the honor and glory of God, as I said at the beginning. So then we would give. And we're giving without reserve. But when we give of ourselves. So it's not just what we have in our pockets and in our purses, but we give of ourselves wholeheartedly, because we are acknowledging too that we belong to God. We belong to God. We are God's, as in God with an apostrophe S. We belong to God. We're His. And therefore, as we give ourselves to Him wholeheartedly, it means that we give ourselves to our brothers and sisters wholeheartedly too. We hold nothing back. And if we think that we should be holding back of ourselves, then we have not yet heard the words of Jesus, who says, "Get rid of all these. Get rid of all these and stop making my house into a marketplace," because this is what we do of ourselves. We make ourselves a marketplace. That we give ourselves to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder means that we give ourselves to the ones or to the things that we think will give us more in return. Because we think of it as an investment. But it isn't that. It is a free giving of ourselves. So my sisters and brothers, let us clean house. Let us look again at our prayer, our fasting, and our almsgiving. And with those tools, we will make it. Because where we're going, we're traveling not towards death, but we're traveling to the resurrection. And this is why, when Jesus rose from the dead, The disciples understood what he meant. And the same zeal that God and Jesus had for the house of God, this is the same zeal that we should have. So God grant that we will renew ourselves in zeal this day, and by so doing, prepare ourselves to share in the resurrection of Jesus.